Whether it's Buckingham Palace, the shops of Bond Street, or the restaurants of central London, tourists are helping Britain's economy grow. But not enough of them are from China, with the UK losing out to other European rivals, such as France. And that's because the UK is not part of the visa agreement, which allows overseas visitors to travel to 26 countries in Europe. 90% of Chinese tour operators say they leave the UK off the itinerary every year. But Chinese tourists did spend nearly $500 million last year, and the plan is for that to increase, with the Home Office simplifying the process by allowing tourists to apply for a UK visa using the same form as other European countries. We've become increasingly reliant on China to make things, even our iconic black cab. But for too long, it's been a one-way street, and that is why the government's relaxing the rules on visas. The hope is to tap into the increasing spending power of the Chinese middle class. This is all timed, of course, with the visit of China's premier, who started a four-day trip here, and a £5 billion deal with two of Britain's biggest oil companies, BP and Shell, part of £18 billion worth of trade agreements expected to be finalised in the coming days.
We need to do everything we can to boost the UK's export growth, and that means we need to be exporting much more to fast-growing markets like China. And at the moment, we export more to Ireland than we do to China, so there's a need to take some action and to do it pretty quickly.
Diplomatic relations recently have not been cordial, with Chinese human rights abuses creating tensions. But new trade deals, visa relaxations, and indeed a meeting for the Chinese Premier with the Queen will surely help improve the picture for British-Chinese relations. Darren McCaffrey, Sky News.